Led by the Fed, interest rates are rising across the board.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Federal Reserve raised its overnight lending rate by 0.25% in September. This was the seventh increase in 21 months. The last raise in this rate before D7 was in 2015. The Fed's overnight lending rate is now at 2.25%, still extremely low on historical basis, but at least better than the almost free money that the Fed was pushing into the banking system. Furthermore, the Fed is expected to continue to raise its rates in December and throughout next year. The economy has shown steady growth, causing significant employment growth, pushing the unemployment rate to the so-called full employment level without, as of yet, having much effect on inflation. Since the end of recession, unemployment has dropped from 10% to its current 3.7% level. And inflation, instead of rising, dropped to less than 1% in 2015, rose to 2% in 2016, and 2.1% last year. Over the first 9 months of 2018, inflation rates stood at 3.2% at annual rates. This shows a slow but steady rise in the rate of inflation. High inflation rates of the 20th century are a lot less likely to happen now. The 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were a lot more stringent trade and currency barriers, which significantly reduced the flow of goods and services across borders. Open trade and exchange policies prevent, or at the very least, limit inflation in an individual country, since the global supply is available to meet increased demands in an individual country. Tariffs and threats of tariffs are likely to push the global economy back toward the 20th century issues, which we thought we have already solved. Since November of 2016, mortgage rates have increased from 3.5% to 5% on the long term, and the 10-year Treasury bills have increased from 2.1% to 3.2% on the medium term, and particularly on the short-term rate, where one-year T-bill rates has increased from 0.75% to 2.66%, an increase of more than threefold. And the stock market appears to be indicating that it may eventually be ready for its repeatedly predicted sizable correction. Although I should add that as an economist, I use the rational expectation theory in my predictive models. And that in and as of itself handicaps my forecast when it comes to the stock market. The one thing that almost all economists are in agreement on is that the Fed will most likely increase its rates 3 to 4 times over the next 12 months and will further tighten its monetary policy, which will cause interest rates to further increase. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.